Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Americans are processing a painful reality that to many seemed unfathomable just 2 years ago. The coronavirus has killed nearly a million people. And that's just in this country alone. COVID-19 has claimed millions more lives around the world. NPR's Rob Stein says the Biden White House is leading the U.S. in commemorating another somber milestone in this pandemic.
In memory to so many lives lost, the president ordered flags lowered to half staff at the White House and all public buildings and grounds, military posts, naval stations, and vessels, and marked the moment in recorded remarks at the start of a White House pandemic summit.
Today, we mark a tragic milestone here in the United States. 1 million COVID deaths, 1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table, each irreplaceable. Irreplaceable losses.
Biden urged the nation not to become numb to the ongoing loss of life and to remain vigilant to try to prevent as many more deaths as possible. Rob Stein, NPR News.
U.S. diplomats have returned to the Ukrainian capital for the first time since before the Russian invasion in late February. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports a full U.S. embassy in Kyiv is expected to reopen in the coming weeks.
The acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine and charge d'affaires, Christina Kveen, says her return is important logistically, but it also underscores the U.S. commitment to Ukraine right now. Kveen tells NPR that the current war is about more than just Ukraine or U.S. interests. She calls Russia's invasion of Ukraine an unprovoked breach of international norms and completely unacceptable behavior.
It is basically fundamentally destabilizing the global international order, and that is a concern for all of us.
She says donated American weapons are already in the hands of Ukrainian troops, and more military and financial assistance is on the way. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Kyiv.
Russia's been trying to prevent the Western military alliance from expanding, but after witnessing the invasion of Ukraine, the president and prime minister of Finland say they would support their country entering NATO. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more on that.
What we've seen, particularly since the invasion of Ukraine in late February by the Russians, this kind of reordering of the European security order. I've spent a lot of my time traveling in Europe talking to people about it. And this sort of confirms for what many people have known for weeks, that the Finns are headed towards NATO. The Swedes and the Finns are very close politically, so Sweden is not going to want to be left out of this, and they're expected to apply and be welcomed into NATO with open arms.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt reporting. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down more than 1% or 350 points at 31,484. The S&P's down 42 points, also more than 1%. And the NASDAQ has fallen nearly 1%. It's at 11,271. It's NPR News. North Korea test launched 3 ballistic missiles today. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul. The test came the same day the North admitted having a coronavirus outbreak after insisting for more than 2 years that it did not have a single case.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff say the short-range missiles were fired from or from around Pyongyang's main airport. They're the 16th known test this year. This month, the North has tested what are believed to be an intercontinental ballistic missile and a submarine-launched ballistic missile. The office of South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, who took office Tuesday, condemned the launch. North Korean state media report that authorities discovered an Omicron variant in Pyongyang on Sunday. They didn't say how many cases were found or where they originated. North Korea has not begun to vaccinate its population against COVID-19. Its government has rejected millions of vaccines offered by foreign donors. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
The Judd family is sharing new details of the mental illness that resulted in the death of their matriarch, country music star Naomi Judd, nearly 2 weeks ago. In an interview with ABC's Diane Sawyer, actor and activist Ashley Judd shared that her mother had used a firearm to take her own life. Naomi Judd died the day before she and her elder daughter, Winona, were to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. In speaking out about her mother's mental illness, Ashley Judd says it's important to distinguish between the loved one and the disease. If you're someone you know is in crisis, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline can help. Number is 1-800-273-8255. It's NPR.